With Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Rachel Kramer. From postponed concerts to virtual campaign events, businesses and politicians across Montana are changing plans following detections of multiple in-state cases of the novel coronavirus. Some businesses are following public health officials' recommendations to limit crowd sizes in an effort to slow the spread of COVID-19 by canceling events or temporarily closing. Logjam Presents, Montana's largest entertainment and production company, announced Saturday it would postpone all live events at the Rialto in Bozeman and the Wilma and Top Hat in Missoula for the next 30 days. Some ski areas ended the season early and several casinos closed for 2 weeks. Other businesses are offering new services to reduce in-person contact. Country Bookshelf, a bookstore in Bozeman, announced free doorstep delivery to residents and a central drop-off point 2 to 3 times a week in Livingston. Northwestern Energy is closing its walk-in customer service centers. It's also keeping the lights on for people facing disconnections due to non-payments. The Montana Department of Corrections has suspended visitation, as have some nursing homes. The Montana Supreme Court will use video and telephone conferencing as much as possible. State government groups are canceling meetings and advising staff to work from home. Several people running for state office have also suspended public events for March, including Democratic gubernatorial candidates Whitney Williams and Mike Cooney. As of Sunday afternoon, Republican gubernatorial candidate Tim Fox's meet and greet in Hamilton, set for this Wednesday, had not been canceled on Facebook. Neither were events for Democratic senatorial candidate John Muse. Democratic congressional candidates Tom Winter and Kathleen Williams have opted for telecampaigning. With Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Rachel Kramer.